This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands up.
But it's not.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
3, 3, 3, 3.
You know, we haven't heard from Edith either.
You want to turn your mic on?
It is on.
Yeah, I heard it.
Sorry, my headphones are on. I'm going deaf. Today has been a real old man show. I apologize. I hate you. Sorry. We haven't heard from Edith in a very long time.
Edith and
Morris?
And Morris.
Why are you saying this like so casually?
I'm not saying it casually. I miss them.
I'm worried. Let me say this. I'm no longer worried about Morris. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're not. You think it's a fait accompli?
It's a fait accompli. Don, you're with me, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's brutal. He's one of the great callers in the history of the show.
And great people.
And just a lovely man.
How you doing, Michael?
Good. How you doing?
You have just added to your gift, David Rosenberg. There's something wrong with him. Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, we haven't heard from Edith in a very long time also. Now, I'll tell you one person I bet we're going to see on November 18th.
Who?
Harry from Englewood Cliffs.
Come on.
You know he's not missing this.
You know, he's actually been on hold for a while. He said he has a Curry jersey to give me.
Are you serious?
You want to take it right now?
Harry's there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pull up Harry.
Why not?
Harry, what's up?
I'm ready.
What's up?
There he is.
I'm ready for you.
We're here.
Okay. Thank you.
You're on with us, Harry. Yes.
Michael, I have two things for you today.
Okay.
First, I want to thank you for trying to match me up with Don's a mother,
yeah.
But I happen to be old enough to be her father.
Oh, she likes older men.
I don't want to get beat up by Don every time I do a wrong thing.
Yeah,
you're 19 years older than her.
What a storyline that would be on this show. Don fighting with Harry over his protecting his mother. And what's the other thing you got, Harry?
The number two thing that is for Michael. I have had the pleasure of being a guest on your show and the four of you and everyone at ESPN I've been treated royally.
Mm-hmm.
You know my build is 5'3", and you know I'm a Steph Curry nut.
Yeah.
Well, I just happen to have a Curry jersey and socks that match. And you are more than welcome to have them for your son with my pleasure, no strings attached.
Well, you're very sweet, but even though you are 5'3", as you say, I think it would still be much too big for Charlie, but you're a gentleman and a scholar to offer that.
Very
thank
sweet
you.
Man, Harry.
Thank you guys. You treat me like I'm somebody. I'm so proud.
You are somebody. You're Harry from Englewood Cliffs.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You're a tennis legend, a man of style. We love you.
Substance.
My kids and grandkids are going to love all of this.
All right. And have a great weekend.
And Harry, we'll see you November 18th.
Yes.
November 18th, I'm invited.
Oh,
of course. VIP, baby, VIP.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll set you up.
Have a great weekend.
There he is, the great Harry.
A
rare ENN call.
On social media. Happens.
Only Harry.
You can get the jersey custom made, Michael.
People have
is that right?
Really?
That's what people have been saying.
I can do that. Well, custom
You're
made.
Unbelievable.
I want a Curry jersey.
You know what jersey I think the kid would really love?
What?
Freddie Key.
Isn't that what all the kids really want?
Yeah.
Holiday season?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with the baseball so we can get into the football.
My hair is really high today. Look like Max Headroom.
Well, did your hair smoke? Hello. Here's Aaron Boone. What needs to change on offense for this Yankee baseball team?
When we did need the ball in play today in a run scoring situation, we were able to do that. So take a little bit from that. We got to score. I mean, you know, swing and miss, or you know, the idea ain't just to touch it. You know, you got to touch it in situations. We got to score. They're about as tough as there is to score against. But we got to figure out a way. And it takes all of us from a game plan standpoint to every guy in that lineup just doing their part to make it a little more difficult on them.
That's been a new thing now. Shoving is now, and now touch it. Not hitting the ball. You got to touch it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
When did that become a thing?
I think yesterday. The first time I heard it.
Don, tell me if I'm wrong. Baseball's out of control. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, they're officially out of
control. And by the way, congratulations to Aaron Boone. Angry over the interview and still nailed the pick.
Yeah, come on. He cooled down by the end. Aaron gets angry very briefly. Mm-hmm. He's a man of faith.
Yeah.
And then he calms. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened yesterday.
What does a man of faith have to do with it?
He's a man of peace. He's a man of forgiveness. I don't know if you know this. That's generally people of faith are people of forgiveness. So he forgave you by the end for being the animal that you are.
You're going to put the onus on me?
Oh, yeah, the offensive things you were saying to him. Let's hear from, let's see. There's so much to talk about.
He should have someone who supports him like I support him.
You do love the man.
What?
Here's Aaron Boone on how the roof may have affected the would-be Judge home run.
You know, who'd have thought? I think the roof opened kind of killed us. I think it's a 390 ball. I think it was like 106 at whatever. And when I went out to take Seve out, we noticed it a lot with Tucker's ball. You know, the base hit he got to right, it kind of looked like it just went and stopped. And then I think Judge's a homer all the time.
It would have been the distance that it was hit. It would have been a homer in one ballpark in baseball. That little place on 161st and River.
You're talking about Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
So you know what you do, Michael?
What?
Get home field advantage.
Yeah, win 4 of 7. Don't win 2 of 7.
The idea ain't just to touch it.
Is this series over, Aaron?
Yeah, we just got to go home and get one. It starts with that. I mean, both these games we're in, you know, we just got to find a way to do a little bit more offensively. But we feel like we can go out there and limit them enough, a very good offense, and give us a chance. And no one better than Garrett to hand the ball to, you know, get us right back in this.
Can you please play the whole touch it cut again? Because it's fascinating.
The touch it one was
when we did need the ball in play today in a run scoring situation, we were able to do that. So take a little bit from that. We got to score. I mean, you know, swing and miss, or you know, the idea ain't just to touch it. You know, you got to touch it in situations. We got to score. They're
right
about
there,
as tough as there is to score against,
clip.
But we got to figure out a way. And
it
takes all of us
it.
From a game plan standpoint to every guy in that
touch
lineup
in
just
situations.
Doing their part to make
Hello?
It a little more difficult on them.
Anthony, you paying attention or what?
What's going on here?
Anthony's doing something
there.
You
got to touch it in situations.
So what were you saying, Michael? Aaron Boone
Forget
was screaming
it. He's not paying attention. Who's he talking to?
Well, he's got things going on in there. He can't just – he's trying to, he's talking to Bob.
Isn't the big boss in there today?
This is Gil.
Yeah, I had an encounter with the big boss.
Oh, yeah. A lot of
something
people.
Went down with you, Peter.
Something went down where?
Something went down with you today.
Why?
I don't know. I just got a feeling.
Why you sicky poo? No, you're wrong. Nothing went down.
Okay. I still feel it.
Oh, I got it. First of all, two things. One, I forgot to do drops today out of the blue.
Oh,
I'm a
my
fraud.
Goodness.
Number two,
Tiwi.
Ray Rowe.
Anthony, when we were just yelling at him,
right.
The computer had froze. He couldn't stop it. He was trying to stop it.
I got ankle problems,
I got
bro.
Ankle problem, bro.
We all right. Can't even do that because I just hear it. I just hear it from other people that Joey used to do that.
Well, why don't you take it as your own and go, I got wide orbit problems,
is
bro.
It with Enko was the old system?
Yeah, yeah. And most of his Enko problems was he was doing his own show on social media. Like he had running conversations with people, and he just didn't do it. So he blamed it. Enko, bro.
Who's to say that didn't happen just now?
Right.
This is what would happen because Michael would be in Detroit or whatever. And it'd be me and Andrew or Grasso, whatever, back in the day. We're all having nice conversations, trying to talk to Michael, and then Joey would go in to talk back. And just have a private conversation with Michael, not paying any attention to us, having Michael down so we don't hear what Michael says. And then, you know, miss things. He had a whole MySpace thing going.
I hope I get to meet Joey.
No, I don't think you'd like him.
No?
No.
Why not?
They would get along famously.
You think so?
I should try to look him up. I'm going to be in Dallas Next Saturday.
Yeah, but only for 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's start. Well, the game's at 1 o'clock, and I'm flying in the night before.
Oh, there you go.
Do the game, and then fly to Arizona after. So,
Peter, you're smart.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Why you sicky poo?
And to Michael again.
You can get LeBron in any size.
And to Don.
Because Marco's sicky poo.
And to me.
Barely a dookie.
All right, let's move on to the foosball. Don't know if you guys know this, but Christian McCaffrey traded to San Francisco. Here's
the
Schefter
idea ain't just to touch it.
On the trade.
The picks are second, third, and fourth round picks in 2023 and a fifth round pick in 2024. So it's four picks all together to the Carolina Panthers in exchange for Christian McCaffrey. The Panthers obviously are going in a different direction. Sure. And they were conducting talks with the 49ers and the Rams throughout the course of the last few days.
That's all. Can I just say, guys, Christian McCaffrey is a tremendous player when healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the last couple of years he's had health wise,
that's
a lot.
But you know who the happiest person is? Olivia Culpo.
Well, because she gets to go.
She'd rather be in San Francisco, I'm sure. And Carolina's beautiful, but. Not San Francisco.
But in my mind, I've gone to Carolina.
Really?
Second time today.
Interesting.
Let's go to Zach Wilson, who was asked.
You never said hello to Don.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I didn't.
It was Marco Sicky Poo.
Oh.
Zach was asked about Elijah Moore's lack of
target. Wait. Don't.
Oh,
this has to
gangrene?
Be sponsored. Yeah.
Please give me some gangrene. God.
I keep the show together, Don. You know it. It's not easy in the seat. It's time for the gangrene report on ENN. And 98.7 ESPN is driven by Ramsey Mazda.
Oh,
please go.
Sure. Yay! All right, here's Zach Wilson on the Elijah Moore lack of targets.
It's not a thing where, you know, I'm trying to avoid him or whatever it is because he's a great player. Right? I'm just going through my progressions. You know, I'm telling him, you know, we're talking. I'm trying to be patient and just knowing, like, trusting the process. You know, I only had 10 completions last week. You know, we won the game, so it's awesome. And, you know, I love him, and I hope that he understands that he's special to our team.
He goes on to say that he's told Elijah Moore that he'll take care of him.
We've talked a little bit just about, like, you know, on the field stuff, and, you know, me just kind of saying to him, you know, trust me, I'm going to get you that ball, and, you know, kind of stuff like that.
And here's Bob Sala on the Elijah Moore situation and the trade demand.
He's out there. He works his tail off. He does everything that's asked of him. And whether or not people can get out of whack, like, that's probably a conversation more for him. But he is a very high character individual, and I get that this could look bad, but
time on task.
Like, this part of it, it's part of what we go through, it's part of our business. But I will stand by that young man every day of the week, and knowing exactly where he is and where he needs to get, and where I know he's gonna go, and whether or not we lose patience, whatever it is with ourselves or with other people, it's this is one of those cases where, in my opinion, like, he just. He's going to be a great football player in this league for a long time, and it's just a matter of just being able to stack together a couple of good days and letting the ball roll from there.
Well, you got to touch it in situations.
Can I take a 20?
Yeah.
Now, this could be – I might be going way off the reservation here.
Okay.
How could you be a high-character individual and get ticked off because you didn't get enough touches?
In a win.
In a win, and your team is having a great start. That's not high character. That's a selfish human being. And then demand to be traded and cause a distraction for what? That's not high character. I'm sorry, he might be a good guy.
Right.
But in terms of character.
You can't say that's.
You can't say it.
No, and Don, I don't know how you felt. That gave me gave me big Boone vibes. It was like Michael pushing Boone on Donaldson not running. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to me today that even when players do things that are clearly wrong, the coach isn't allowed to say,
well,
he's wrong.
This one might be a little bit more strategic than that. Because remember, we had him on Monday after I think the only information we had was a tweet that he sent out about lack of getting the ball. And he said all the exact same things today that he said on Monday, despite new information coming out since then that he wants to be traded. So that's just the script that he's reading from, because the organization decided we're going to play this as the good guy, we're going to treat him well, because it benefits us on both ends. If we can make it work, it's good that we don't say anything, make the matters worse. Maybe eventually he'll come back because he's a talented player. And if they decide that they do want to deal him away, hey, they're on record saying that he's a good guy. So, yeah, it makes you feel good to rip him, but I think they're strategically trying to play the good guy here. But I think Saleh's rip-roaring mad about it. But how does it benefit anybody ripping the player?
Now you could say that it's strategic, but we also have
strategy.
Learned that we're in the touchy-feely era of sports.
That's right.
They want to make nice-nice with the players.
Love nice-nice.
So, and by the way, I have a note for you, Peter.
Okay.
Russell Wilson, game-time decision, according to Nathaniel Hackett. Game-time decision.
Okay.
Whether or not he plays.
I'm glad you brought up Russell Wilson.
That's the gangrene report given by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
We'll get to Russell Wilson in a second, but here's Aaron Rodgers on with Pat McAfee talking about the Jets.
The league is stronger across the board. You know, maybe that's one way to say it. The other way to say it is the difference between winning and losing is so minutely thin. A team like the Jets, who, you know, have always been the Jets or whatever, that's kind of the moniker around them. That's not the same old Jets. You know, this is a good football team. They're very well coached. They got good players. They're 4-2. Now, who knows what they're going to finish, but they're playing well. The Giants are 5-1 and just beat Baltimore. Was forecast for the season as one of those teams that's going to be in the mix in the AFC, right? So not like we're playing the bad team.
I liked earlier in the cut when he said that the Jets moniker is the Jets. I think that's accurate, Aaron. Thank you.
I will tell you what, he can be a star on TV when he's done.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A little ayahuasca before a broadcast, you're good to go.
Well, not
no, I really do believe he'll be good.
No,
he'll
I think
be better
so
than Brady.
I would think so.
Well, Brady, by the time he gets in the booth, will be Skeletor.
Love nice. Because he's old or because he's skinny or both?
He's wasting away. He's all bones.
I know. He's getting that like Kardashian look of like he's just keep pulling it in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Why did you go on social media and wish Kim Kardashian a happy birthday? Oh, you're such a fraud.
What are you doing?
My good friend. You didn't see the humor in it?
No, you were fishing.
No, he's fishing for her to answer
no,
you
fishing
with her
for a follow.
15 billion followers.
By the way, you're
fishing for a follow.
You're missing the joke.
I guess I did.
I retweeted her tweeting about us in 2010 and called her my good friend. It was a 12-year-old tweet that
happy
I recycled.
Happy birthday, boo.
So I was saying happy birthday to my good friend, Kim Kardashian.
What if she answers you with a DM? Well, she slides into your DM and asks you out.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, Natalie, that is one person who Natalie would insist I go out with.
Really?
She's my friend.
So Natalie has put her on your get out of jail free card.
Natalie loves Kim K.
Well, wait a minute.
So if Kim K and you hooked up, Natalie be okay?
I don't think so.
Give her a call.
Let's call her.
Well, Mike, we could take it a step further here.
What's that?
Let's not.
No, let's not go there.
Yeah, hold on.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
even on a Friday, it's wrong.
You got to be at least appropriate here. Hold on. We'll see if I can get an answer. Come on.
Oh, nice ring.
Oh, here she's there. Hey, babe, we're doing the radio program here. I got a question for you, okay?
What's up?
If Kim Kardashian were to slide in my DMs and try to ask me out on a date.
Yes.
You
can
want?
I come?
See?
What did she say?
She said, can I come?
Oh, but wait a second. Ask
just
if
my
would she be okay if you guys hooked up?
Would you be okay if me and Kim hooked up?
Honestly, can I join?
Oh,
see. Now you're playing. Now thank you. Now,
wow.
Now we got a conversation.
Now we got
thank
a show.
You.
Now that's a show.
It's not even my fault now. This
no,
is
no, she brought it up, Don. You hinted at it.
Yeah.
She brought it up. Oh my!
Oh, not, Peter,
oh
Peter,
that'll
Peter,
get
Peter.
Me through the weekend.
Peter.
Not what I expected on that phone call.
Wow!
All right, we
how
you know,
about that?
That's a hot take.
You know what? Let's take a break. And,
yeah, I think we should.
You know, let's,
yeah.
Let's actually towel off and come back with the NFL announcer lineup. That'll do it for this portion of ENN. We'll be right back on Yes and 98.7.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Don, I got to tell you, bud, I toweled off and it didn't work.
No. Can I join?
Wow. It's one of
You're
the
highest.
You know what? If we could throw that into the 20th anniversary reel, that works.
Can I join?
You're unbelievable.
Tried to get Brandy involved, too, during traffic.
That was, Don, the best throw of traffic you've ever had.
Yeah, like, if that scenario happened, would Rocky have to be in the room for support?
Rocky's around quite a bit. All right,
thanks, guys.
Let's get into the Week 7 NFL announcer lineup. There you go. Michael's excited. Let's start in Jacksonville on Fox. Predictions, guys, for this beautiful game between the Giants and the Jaguars.
I guess I'll take the Giants.
No, I didn't mean that.
No. I'm Fox.
Yeah, on Fox, but it's Giants Jaguars.
I'm going Kenny Albert.
Okay, Don.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Chris Myers.
I have Chris Myers.
That is correct. Wow. Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth, and Christina Pink. You know what that means, Michael?
No, what does it mean?
The Pink and the Stink.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're together. Let's go to Baltimore. CBS, 1 p.m. Cleveland in town. Cleveland and Baltimore. You guys got any pick? Maybe you can nail them all.
What is that one?
That's a CBS vehicle. Cleveland at Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore is a fairly marquee.
That's an Iron Eagle.
Don, Michael?
I'll go with Eagle.
Mm.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, and Melanie Collins. We go to Carolina, Tampa Bay. The old man Skeletor, Brady and the Bucks at the now barely even a real NFL franchise, Carolina Panthers, 1 p.m. Fox on the call for that, of course, Don.
Kenny Albert.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
He'll be joined by Jonathan Vilma and Shannon Spake. We go to 1 p.m. Fox, Cincinnati, the Atlanta Falcons at Joe Burrow and the Bengals. On the call, you will never guess this, so I'll just say it, Brandon Gowden, joined by Robert Smith and Jen Hale.
You know what? No offense whatsoever. I've never heard of Brendan Gowden. He must be new.
We used him. There was a few weeks ago we used him, but otherwise I didn't know him either. Let's go to Dallas. Detroit in Dallas? CBS, 1 o'clock. I'm surprised by this.
They didn't give you Burkhart there, did you?
It's CBS, actually.
Oh, they gave you... Hello, friends?
Hello, friends.
Oh, my.
Detroit and Dallas?
Nah, see, now you made a bad pick because, you know, the Detroit Lions are going to be just, they're going to be.
Other than Thanksgiving, when have they ever gotten the A-team?
Detroit?
Detroit.
Yeah, I know. You're right. It's only Thanksgiving. Of course, Jim Nance will be joined by.
Never touched him. That's a catch.
Tony Romo and Tracy Wolfson. We continue on the 1 o'clock games. We go to Nashville, Tennessee, where the Indianapolis Colts are in town for a classic clash in the AFC South. On the call.
Going up high and bringing it down for six.
Andrew Catalan joined by James Lofton and Don Bell. 1 p.m. Washington, Green Bay from the repugnant FedEx Field. Any thoughts, guys? Here's a hint. He's a youngish guy.
Adam Amin.
Now stands erect.
That's right. Adam Amin.
Now stands erect.
And I have one issue here, though. According to this, it says it has Mark Schlereth and Christina Pink there as well. Oh, there's an update. So which one's which? Was it Stink and the Pink on the last one or this one? So who's on this one? All right, so there's someone else on this one along with Adam Amin.
Did I ever tell you I've dined with Adam Amin?
I think you have.
Yeah. Now stands erect.
Yeah.
Good guy?
Great guy. Really great
very
guy.
Very talented,
yeah,
too.
Very good guy.
And by the way, this would be Moose Johnston and Pam Oliver, of course, joining Adam Amin. We go to Denver, the New York Jets. That's right. Oh. You're 4-2 New York Jets taking on the Broncos.
That's a Greg Gumbel vehicle if there ever was one.
Oh, Gumbelino.
Michael, you agree or?
No, I don't.
So what do you think?
I don't know.
What is happening here?
Oh, they're giving a lean.
Wow.
A lean eagle.
Iron Eagle with the big Jets game. He'll be joined by Charles Chuck Davis and, of course, the man himself, Evan Washburn.
Evan's hair has been on point this year.
425, Kansas City and San Francisco, and that would be your standard issue Kevin Burkhart vehicle.
Keith, these are definitely not pumpkins.
Kevin Burkhart will be joined by Greg Olson, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi.
Now, you do know there's another announcer that you have to give. So Burkhart's doing a football game. He's out of the FS1 pre and post game, and Matt Vasgersian slides in.
Oh, yeah. Big day for Vasgersian. How do you think Burkhart feels on these days? Like, do you think he's frustrated to leave the baseball?
No.
Football's so made, no. He doesn't even care. He'd rather do with the 16 million viewers.
You think Joe Buck's frustrated with his $18 million paycheck, doing baseball?
I think it's working out for him. We go to Las Vegas, 405, CBS, Houston, and Vegas. I actually considered going with Vegas, and this would be the aforementioned Gumble to Gumble vehicle.
Now, SportsCenter with Greg Gumble.
He'll be joined by Adam Archuleta and A.J. Ross. 425 in Los Angeles, California, Seattle, and the Chargers. A little NFC West, AFC West clash. Kevin Kugler joined by Mark Sanchez.
I mean, Shelton's clearing out defenders faster than a teenager clears his search history on his web browser. Holy smokes.
That was written.
And Laura Oakman, you think? Wow. Sunday Night Football, 8:20 on NBC, if you didn't know. And this is a big game for Michael Kay.
Mike Tirico.
You know what? You're very, very good. It is Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth.
Stop it.
And Melissa Stark. They will be there for Pittsburgh and Miami. All Michael K. eyes on this game. Was that your two-point play?
That was 2 points. What?
Yeah, because your three-point play is coming up Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football, 8:15 on ESPN. We go to Foxborough. The Bears and the Patriots.
Can I guess this?
Super Bowl rematch. Yeah, sure you can.
Joe Buck.
I actually called a touchdown live on national TV while peeing in a trash can.
Wow.
Joined also by, of course, Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And Lisa Salters. And that is your Week 7 NFL announcer lineup. And that will also do it for ENN.
Wow.
On this Friday evening.
That is tremendous.
What a last period we've had here.
I was not even paying attention throughout that whole segment, Don, because I'm still...
Can I join?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the last segment and the ending.
You're unbelievable.
I am.
Yeah, but I'm with you. Usually I'm making fun of you, but I'm with you.
No, can I join?
She sounded so happy just thinking about
it. I told you she loves Kim K.
Why?
I'm not surprised. She's just a fan of her. She just, like, thinks she's cool and hot. And
well, she's hot.
But but Kim's also an impressive person. I mean, I'm not a Kim Kardashian hater anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
Because same thing with Friends, because Natalie's turning you.
No, I mean, you know what? Probably. I mean, listen, she did get me to go to a Limp Bizkit concert. Anything's possible. But I don't know. Kim's like, she does like good things. She tries to like get people out of jail. She seems like,
Kanye.
But divorced Kanye as well. So there's some upside there.
Interesting.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.